as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
We're St. Etienne, and this next song comes from our album Home Counties. It's called Take It All In.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. The counties surrounding London are among the least mythologized places in popular song. Not altogether without reason, in fairness, they are largely the sort of commuter belt suburbia that people form bands to get out of. Our guests this week, St. Etienne, did exactly that, but they've now returned to their roots, physically and musically. Their new album, Home Counties, is an affectionate reflection on some hitherto literally unsung places.
It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter where you've been. I've no interest at all in bygones or the spaces in between. There's a cutting in the hillside. Miles around. If you ever wanted to decide, it's where the answers can.
Sarah Cracknell from St. Etienne, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Two of the songs you've played, well, one song you played us was an older one. Two are, however, from the new St. Etienne album, Home Counties. Home Counties, for our vast international listenership who may not be aware of this, it's an area, a region, a realm, a jurisdiction. How would you actually define it?
Well, there are some differing thoughts on it. Some people say it's the counties around London that actually border London. I now live in Oxfordshire, which is kind of further out, but I still consider that to be home counties. And it's kind of like a dirty word, a bit. everyone thinks it's full of sort of Tories and commuter belt kind of...
Stockbrokers and fox hunters.
Yes, exactly that. But we grew up there, Bob, Pete and myself. So there's a kind of slight fondness in a way, given time, because we've had enough time. We've been away for a long time, you know, lived in London for years. And then you can sort of look back and take the good bits.
But you and Pete and Bob grew up in different home counties, but do they share one particular character? Is there a home counties mindset? Because they are quite different and quite geographically disparate places.
Yeah, they are. Is there a kind of mindset? There is a type of person, I suppose. And there's a kind of visually, there's in each sort of the home counties, sort of, there's a bit rural, and then there's a little, you know, sort of town centre and a bit of village life. And, you know, so a lot of the town centres, certainly when I was growing up, like the town centres near me when I was growing up in Berkshire, probably looked an exact replica of the town centres that were near Bob and Pete when they were growing up.
It is a place that a lot of people, especially when they're young, escape from. They're drawn into London, as you and Pete and Bob were. Was it a conscious decision all these years later to decide that we are returning to our roots, we are going to make an album about where we came from, or did it just happen organically?
It happened very organically. It really did. I'd done a couple of songs, one of which was alluding to sort of Oxfordshire. It's a song called Dive, and it talks about there's a cutting in the hillside. And when I drive from London to where I live now in Oxfordshire, there's a big hill stroke mountain, and there's a big slice taken out of the middle of it. And as you drive through, the look of the place completely changes. It becomes really green and lush and rural. And so I wrote that song, and I think it just triggered something in the boys' minds, boys, chaps. Bob had seen a book in some junk shop or something called Home Counties. And it just, I don't know, it just came to him. And it was really handy having a theme for an album. It makes it much easier to write lyrics and stuff, because otherwise you're sort of clutching at thin air trying to think of a new topic to write about, you know, and having written songs for so long, you run out of ideas. And this is Train Drivers in Eyeliner.
Can you ask the Deputy General if he could take the mic and tell us what he has in mind for routes in District 9? I'd like to hear the tannoys playing Section 25. We need train drivers in Eyeliner. We need train drivers all over this land. That's our plan. Could we ask them?
Did you find it gave the three of you a kind of discipline?
Yeah. And it suits us, that kind of discipline. We like it, you know. And we tend to write songs, you know, we write songs together, or someone will go and start one and the rest of us will help finish it off, or someone will write the whole of a lyric for a song. And, you know, so it varies. But we're very, I suppose, because we've been together for so long, we're quite in tune.
Well, yeah, you would think at this point, I was trying to do the maths. Have you all now been in St. Etienne longer than you haven't been in St. Etienne?
God, probably. I'd never thought of it like that. That's a bit worrying.
But after all this time, and it is a while since the last album, how do you know when it is time to make another St. Etienne album? Again, is it an organic process, or does somebody project some sort of signal onto the clouds, or what is it?
I think the stars align. It just seems that we make them when it feels right. And, you know, we're busy doing other things as well. You know, Bob's writing his books and Pete's doing an MA in kind of composition and orchestration. He's very la-di-da. I don't know what I'm doing, this and that. And it's just when the timing is right. You know, we tend to just know, you know, we start getting twitchy and wanting to go into the studio and work together and be creative together.
On this album then, when writing about the home counties, did you, or I guess the three of you, end up surprising yourself with what you wrote about them? Because it is a part of the world, as we were discussing, which is quite often mocked, derided, patronised, etc. Often most notably by people who came from there and couldn't
because they're embarrassed.
Exactly, and couldn't wait to get away. Did you end up, I guess, regarding it with more affection than you imagined you might?
Yeah, definitely. As you say, I couldn't wait to get out of Windsor. You know, I was desperate. I moved up to London when I was 17. You know, I was gone. Yeah, with time and with distance, you can sort of fall back in love with it a little bit, you know.
Was there anything in particular about it you missed?
I like the sense of close community. I do like that. And you can get that in London, but I never had it as strongly as I do now, for instance, or when I was back in Windsor. One of the things that interested me as well was one of the songs I wrote about it a little bit. I can't remember which song it is now, but about the people that go and then they boomerang back. So there's lots of people I know in Windsor who left, but they came back again and they're actually in the same place. I mean, I've gone somewhere different, albeit, you know, quite rural and a village and whatever. But that interested me, yeah.
And were the three of you self-conscious about getting it right, as it were? Because there has, it's one of the things I think's been a real strength of St. Etienne's albums. There is a real sense of place about them, and mostly that place has been London. You've always been identified, not least by yourselves, as a very London band. There's a lot of references to London people and London places. Was there any worry about maybe we don't quite speak the language anymore where the home counties are concerned?
We have done an awful lot of London stuff, you're right. We've also done a bit of America on Good Humour. There was a lot of references to America. I don't know. I think it's just there, isn't it? You know, it's still in you and you can still remember it. And I think you've grown up there. So in that case, you're allowed to comment on it and talk about it. You know, my mum still lives in the same house that I grew up in. So
no concern about angry letters to local newspapers.
No. Well, we didn't say anything mean or nasty or anything, did we? It's all pretty good.
Sarah Cracknell from St. Etienne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We invite the union president to kindly take the floor and tell us what he has in mind for trains in District 4. The buffet will be blasting Whitesnake. Fool for your loving no more. We need train.
We're going to do a song for you from Good Humour. It's called Lose That Girl.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were St. Etienne, and their new album, Home Counties, is out now on Heavenly Records. Information about the accompanying tour may be found at www.stetienne.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week. We'll have music from the American indie duo Tennis. For the time being, I've been Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in. Know how it